Today's guest is Lindsay Mahosky, and she is a social media content coach who empowers female entrepreneurs to live unapologetically and show up as their most authentic self online by teaching them how to level up their social media strategy to attract and convert the right clients. She is also a Jesus lover, mom to two crazy boys, host of the Confident Content Creators podcast, co-admin of a large networking group for women in Utah, and corporate 9-to-5er. And y'all, I think you're just going to be so impressed with this conversation. There are so many motivational tips and tricks in here, especially if you identify as an introvert or someone who struggles to show up on social media, which is me. So I think that you're really going to enjoy this episode, and it's very different from things that we've dived into previously on the podcast. But Lindsay was super transparent, and I just think it was a fantastic conversation that you're going to love. Welcome to the CEO Moms Building Wealth podcast, where we redefine success and empower moms to thrive in every aspect of life. I'm your host, Kimberly, a wife, mom to four young kids, tech strategist, and business owner times three. We'll dive deep into the unique journey of moms who are taking charge, building businesses, and creating wealth, because we know that life is about so much more than just financial success. Join us as we explore the stories, triumphs, and challenges of these incredible women who are balancing entrepreneurship, motherhood, and everything in between. We'll discuss strategies for building thriving businesses, nurturing our relationships, and taking care of ourselves. Because let's face it, being a mom and a CEO requires a superpower. This isn't your average business podcast. We keep it real, raw, and relatable. Just genuine conversations with amazing CEO moms who are rocking their lives while building wealth on their terms. So grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, find a cozy spot, and get ready to be inspired, empowered, and know that you're not alone. Together, we'll shatter glass ceilings, redefine success, and show the world that being a CEO mom is the ultimate superpower. Let's dive in. Hey, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the CEO Moms Building Wealth podcast. I am so excited for today's guest, Lindsay. Lindsay, thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is so I met Lindsay, I think, when I applied to be a guest on your podcast. I think that was kind of like our first connection. And so we've stayed in touch since then. And I'm so excited that she's coming to chat with us today. Lindsay, do you want to just share a little bit about who you are?
Yeah, sure. So, hey, it's Lindsay. I am a social media coach and agency owner. I don't think I owned my agency when we did your recording on my podcast.
Okay.
That is
we can talk all about that today.
Yeah, so that's fairly new. But yeah, I have two kids, both boys, and we live in Utah, so I'm doing the whole mompreneur thing.
Yep, as we all are in this in this life. Cool. Awesome. So, okay, so you said that the agency is new, but what came first? Like your business? Like, did you have another business? What came first, your business or your babies?
So, technically my babies.
Okay.
My first is 10. He's actually about to turn 11. And after he was born is when I turned to social media for support, community, all of the things. I got into like mommy blogging, and then I was an influencer for a while, and then I did direct sales and network marketing. And then it wasn't until after my second was born, who's only four. So there's a wide, I mean, they're 7 years apart.
Okay.
But when my 4-year-old was born, that's when I started getting like really serious about my business, because I wanted that freedom to do what I want, when I want, where I want, so that I could be a mom, and leaned more into the social media and coaching, started coaching in social media, and then just recently in 2023, opened up my social media marketing agency.
Awesome. Super exciting. So were you working a job while you were doing all those things after your older son was born, or were you just focused on those?
I have been working a 9-to-5 since. I went back to work after my first was born, after only 4 weeks.
Wow.
I did not take a full maternity leave. I was only 20 at the time. We were not in a good financial place, and I needed to get back to work as soon as possible. So I jumped right back into working. I was in the medical field at the time. Luckily, now I actually still work a 9-to-5, but I'm in an administrative job.
Okay.
So I work a legit 9-to-5. And then I run my business and my family Outside of that.
Wow, that's well, mad props to you because I just run one business, no 9 to 5, and I feel super stressed all the time.
It's super stressful. It's very, very hard some days. Some days it's fine and it's easy, and other days it's like blah, like everything is on fire.
Yeah, so how many hours? So we know you work the 9 to 5. We all know what mom life is like. How many hours would you say in your other like side business, not side business, but like outside of your 9 to 5, how many hours are you putting in each week to those?
That's a good question. Outside of my 9 to 5, how many hours I'm putting in? Because it feels like another full-time job. Like it feels like another 40-hour
I
work
bet. Yeah.
week. But in reality, there's no way that that's physically possible. I definitely do a couple hours a day, and I utilize time when my family's asleep. So
Okay.
I'm the kind of person who's like, my kids go to bed after 9 o'clock. My husband's watching his TV show. I'm working my business.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how that works. And then I also currently do a lot of not a lot, but I'll do a couple hours on Saturdays
Yeah.
and take Sundays completely off.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because you say like and it's tax season while we're recording this and you're like, "Oh, I can't believe you're like, doing podcasts during tax season." And I was sharing that like, here at the Terrace CPA firm, we don't do that. But back in public accounting, there were plenty of weeks that I worked 80 hours. So you're like, "I guess that's not possible." But like, it really is because there are like I've done it. I've done a lot of 80-hour
Yeah.
work weeks, and that's actually why I'm one of the reasons I'm not in public accounting anymore is because like it's not sustainable. And I wasn't a mom at the time, right? Like I just had me and my husband. He could take care of himself, so he didn't need
Yeah.
me home. So I guess you could technically work 80 hours a week, but hopefully you don't because mom life.
Yeah, I was gonna say between if I didn't have my kids, I probably would be putting in 80 hours a
For
week between
sure.
the two. But I think because of my kids, like my oldest is in baseball, so he's doing competition ball right now. And then my 4-year-old, like he's not in anything, but you got to spend a lot of time with them.
Yeah,
And
he's four.
me and my husband go on date nights every week. So
That's
like
awesome.
I found a sweet spot balance, but it's
Yeah.
definitely not something that I want to keep doing forever.
Yeah. Well, thank you for like just being transparent and sharing with our listeners about all of that and about like the time that you're putting in and how you don't want it to always look like that. And I think that's why this podcast is so important to me is because, I think like you said, if you weren't a mom, you probably would work 80 hours. And I know that I would work so much more than I work right now. And so I think that sometimes we see, and you're the social media guru, so you can definitely probably talk to this, but it's like, we see all of these massive goals, which sometimes they're lies anyway, but we see all of these women touting, I hit 7 figures in 1 year, or 2 years, or I did this and I did that. And then when you really dive deep and see that they don't have kids, it's just like it's a really different lifestyle. And I'm not knocking anyone who doesn't have kids. I'm not like my brother doesn't want kids. And I keep telling him my mom's on him to have kids. And I'm like, dude, if you don't want kids, like don't have them. They're expensive. They're exhausting. Like, and that's not fair to them if you don't like, I don't believe that everyone's meant to have kids. However, we as CEO moms, we cannot compare ourselves to women who legitimately have 80 hours a week to work and we have like 30 to 40 if we're lucky, or we're trying to do it so freaking exhausted because we're doing it on 5 hours of interrupted sleep every night. Like it's just different. We can't compare ourselves to them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I have a friend. She actually was my business coach last year who she just had her first kid in December, I think it was. And I remember talking to her a couple weeks ago and she said, I did not fully understand my clients who are moms until I became one.
Yep.
She's like, I thought I could relate to them. She's like, but this is a whole different world.
Yep. And I honestly, when I first got into the online space a couple years ago now, I mean, I don't want to say that the women who aren't moms are more successful because that is absolutely not true. And I also think that there are some very different definitions of success. And but I think the ones that were the most in my face with like the marketing and everything, they weren't the moms. And so until I really learned like who I wanted to learn from, who I wanted to listen to, who I wanted to follow. It took me a little bit of time to figure out that I, at this point in my life and in my business journey, I will not learn, listen to, mentor from, take advice from anyone who is not a parent. I won't do it because it's so funny to watch all of these women. They all of a sudden have a child, and it's like, oh, this, well, let me see, let me tell you how to do it. And I'm like, I was telling you that 5 years ago. Like, you didn't want to listen, right? So I'm at a place in my journey where if you're not a mom, I'm not probably not working with you. I'm not listening to you because I understand you might want to get it, but you can't get it.
Oh yeah, because it's a totally different world.
It is, and it's just like, again, no shade. Like, you just, I mean, it's like when you tell people sometimes, like people who have one kid and we have four kids, right? It's, you know, it's like, I don't want to make them feel less than or like any kind of way, but it's like, yeah, one kid was really easy. I mean, times four, but you know, by the time I give everybody 15 minutes of my time, that's an hour, right? Like, and then we start all over. Like, it's different and it's our choice and it's my choice and I love it, right? And I wouldn't have it any other way, but it's just, it takes more time. I have even less hours because I've got four to worry about. Okay, so I love that we went down that and we didn't even know that we were going to talk about that. But I wanted to, I know that you told me you kind of wanted to talk about like being introverted. And I just think that I think that we can have a really good conversation about that. And I think a lot of our moms would love to hear more about that. Because I told you, I was like, so wait, you're introverted, but you're a social media person? Like, tell me more. Tell me all the things.
Oh yeah, so many people are so surprised when they find out that I'm introverted because yeah, I'm a social media coach, so my face is all over social media. I have a podcast which is all out there. I used to be an influencer, so like my face was on brand stuff, and so and then I host networking events. So it's like I create the space for people to come connect and meet each other. And here I am, an introvert. And
Yeah.
I think people don't believe me at first because they're like, there's no way that you are an introvert. And I like to call it like an extroverted introvert.
Okay.
Like, I can put myself in those situations, and it takes me a lot to get warmed up, so to speak, especially in an in-person setting. I have to like hype myself up. I get really awkward in conversations. So like sometimes I don't know what to say in the next step. And this is mainly like in-person interactions. But then once it clicks, it's like turning on a light switch. Like I can be super extroverted. I can talk. I can introduce people. I can do all of that. But then when it's all done, I'm like, let me crawl back in my shell. I need to recharge for like 6 days and then I can do it again.
Interesting, very interesting. And so you said that that's like a lot of in-person stuff. So then, like, does it not feel like being extroverted when you're all over social media and everything?
Yeah, social media has always been easier for me, especially doing podcasts and live videos and stuff like that, because it feels like I'm by myself.
Okay.
And so I kind of am just talking. That sounds really bad, but kind of like I'm talking to myself.
I talk to myself every, my mom's like, well, until somebody answers back, you're okay. Nobody's answered back yet in my head.
Exactly. In the same way. And so those situations feel very easy and comfortable because I'm very comfortable with myself. And something like this, where it's a guest episode or I'm talking one-on-one with somebody, I actually thrive in those intimate circles. And that's why I like coaching my clients one-on-one, because I like being one-to-one with somebody and getting to know them and really diving deep into who they are, what their business is, and what we can do there. And it just feels a lot easier. It's like the group settings that give me a lot of anxiety.
Interesting. I've been doing some reflecting, I guess, as I've gotten older, you could say, but I always thought of myself as an extrovert. But I feel like we've had more knowledge come out around whether you're an extrovert or an introvert, and like sort of that there's this middle ground and stuff. And so I definitely feel like I'm starting to resonate more with like that extroverted introvert, like kind of like you, like, you know, I will, like, I'm happy, I love to talk to people, but I can still like get a little nervous, like, am I going to say the right thing? And honestly, like, I think for me, that's why I don't get on social media very much, is because I am worried. Like, I don't think of it as just me. I am worried about not saying the right thing or in the right way. And so, I don't know. That's so interesting to dive into and to hear your take on how you approach social media, with your personality.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's also been a lot of inner work on developing my own confidence. And before I was in social media, I was actually a confidence coach, and I was helping women step into their confidence and learn how to put themselves out there and be 100% fully authentically themselves, which is what I still continue to teach my social media clients is like, how can we show up on social media and just be ourselves? And I think that that's a little bit of the secret sauce there is talk to your phone as if you're just talking to yourself. Like, what do you do when you're in your room and the music starts playing and you're feeling the beat and you just like go crazy in a dance party? Like, that is your true authentic self. You can show that to other people. And as moms, like, it's funny because my kids are immune to the embarrassing mom syndrome because I do it so much to my kids. Like, that I am so over the top embarrassing around them that it just doesn't faze them anymore. And I think that, I mean, it's a good and a bad thing because it makes me sad that they're not reacting. But at the same time, I'm glad that they're comfortable that their mom is so weird. And
I
it's just
love
one of
it.
those things that, like, if you would act one way around your kids, but not a different way around somebody else, like, you got to fix that bridge there.
Yeah. I feel like that's like kind of the golden nugget of this episode right there is everything that you just said, because I love that. And yeah, I don't think that I would like, I don't know that I would do this. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I would do the same things that I do when the camera's not running. I'm also like, just not like a quirk, like I don't know, like I am, like I try to be a progressive CPA and like I try to be like very forward thinking, but at the same time, like I am still like my little conservative self, and I can't help it
Yeah.
because like that's like my nature, and I'm like discipline and structure and like all those things that you think about when you think about a CPA. And then my husband's an engineer, so like all those like stereotypes, like we cut, like we're nerdy people, like we know it, we own it.
And that's exactly what it is. It's knowing that you're nerdy people and owning it. Like, you don't have to be your quirky side. And it's funny because I say, like, act online the way that you act around your kids. When really it's like I do, but in a dialed back form. Like, I'm not going to be as boisterous and outgoing online as I am with my kids. But leading with that and leading with the fact of like, it's just me and my phone, like, it doesn't have to be hundreds of thousands of people on the other side. It helps me feel more comfortable letting my guard down. So
Yeah.
I will often like stumble over my words or things like that. And I kind of had to just be like, you know what? It doesn't have to be perfect. It is what it is. And I'm just gonna put it out there.
Yeah, I like that. That's such good motivational advice. I'm gonna definitely listen to that and tell myself that over and over again. I hear you and I appreciate that because I need that too. I also feel like I could also, because like you, I do really well in one-on-one situations, right? Like we do consult calls to see if clients are a good fit and they're one-on-one. And I love our one-on-one client meetings, but like same thing, like I get super nervous when I think about like, oh my gosh, if I got to talk to social media, then there's a lot of people out there. Like, how do I talk to the masses? And so I think that I like your approach to it, that like I'm not talking to anybody, it's just me here. And then like maybe also taking the approach of like just having those intimate conversations, like, oh, I'm just talking to Lindsay today, or I'm just talking to Tammy today, or I'm just talking to Becca today. Like thinking about like just one person, because I don't know, that part seems easy. It's everything else that seems harder.
Well, and I like that you bring that up actually, because one of the things that I preach over and over again in your marketing is that you should be talking to one single person. So instead of getting on and saying, like, hey guys, I just wanted to get on here and whatever, you can get on and talk specifically to that person. And you don't have to get on and be like, hey Kimberly, let me tell you about this thing. Obviously, like, don't name any names, but if you keep that mindset in mind of like this piece of content is for this one person, you're going to speak directly to their wants, needs, and desires, and they're going to feel seen and they're going to feel connected to you through that content.
Yeah, that's such a good point, because I definitely think that like one of our core values here is genuine. And I think that that really does come across in those one-on-one calls in these intimate settings like this, right? That always comes across. So I like that. I like how you said that. Like it's an exercise of like, how do I do that? But when I'm just recording a video and somebody actually isn't talking to me on the other side, but pretend like I am.
Yeah. It's definitely an awkward thing when nobody responds back and you're like, "Let me ask you a question." And then nobody is responding. But that's it does help create that more one-on-one genuine content when you think, "Okay, this piece of content is for my dream client, whoever she is, I'm putting that out there for them." And
Yeah.
I think it helps with engagement too, 'cause people are more likely to comment or share when they feel that connection.
Yeah. So a thought that I just like kind of had, and I want to get your opinion on this. So I'm the type of person that I actually do really feed off of the conversation and the questions that people have, right? And like once I just like I'm an overthinker, right? So if I sit down and it's like, okay, what am I going to say in this video? Like, what am I, you know, how am I going to say it? What am I going to record? Like all the overthinking in my brain starts happening. Whereas if I just hop on a call with someone, it's like, well, I know that I need to ask them these specific questions because I need a certain amount of information, but then they're going to ask me stuff too, and the conversation just starts flowing. Like for me, that's easier. Like that doesn't feel like a lift. So any tips for our other CEO moms that are maybe like me that do well in those situations, but then it's really hard when it is just them. And like you said, nobody's answering on the other side.
Yeah, so I think start with one question in your content. That's the forward question, whether it's in your caption or a video or even just a graphic that has a question on the screen. But start with one question, and this is your call to action. You should have a call to action in every single post that you put out on social media. But once somebody does answer that, ask them another question. And instead of having just reactions back and forth, whether it's emojis or hand claps or whatever, ask open-ended questions that build that conversation in the comment section. So you may not be on the phone with them, but you're still having that back and forth and getting to know them. And that actually is going to boost your algorithm because you're engaging and there's a lot of back and forth on the content. The social media platforms are going to be like, oh, this is, needs to be seen by other people, and it's going to push it out to more people.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah, that's some really solid advice there. I realized I had done that recently with like somebody who sent me a DM, like a response to like a story that I had posted. And so originally, like I was going to type it out and it was just like a comment, like a statement back to what she said. And I was like, oh, but wait, I could ask this question. And like this would open the door for me to like get to actually continue the conversation with her instead of just being like, thanks, or so nice of you, like actually like saying thanks, but then asking a follow-up question like that. But it's very much like a, like you have to retrain your brain to kind of like think in that way sometimes, I think.
Yeah, exactly. But that opens, like you said, it opens up the door for that conversation and to foster those relationships because somebody is going to be more likely to work with you after they know, like, and trust you. So you're building that know, like, and trust by asking those questions. And going back to the whole introverted thing, I think if it were me, like if I were the person on the other side of the screen, and rather than just saying thanks, but you asked me a question, that kind of takes the pressure off me. Like maybe I wanted to ask you more questions or get to know you more, but I'm a little bit introverted, so I kind of just don't. Like I am the kind of person that's going to wait for you to come to me. So if you do ask those open-ended questions and start that conversation, it helps those of us who are introverted open up a little bit more.
Oh, that's such great advice. Yeah, that is such great advice. Awesome. Well, this was such a fantastic episode, Lindsay. Thank you for being with us. As we come to the end, I always like to ask our guests two questions. So the first question is, for you, what is the biggest pro of being a mom and a business owner?
I think the biggest pro came recently when I was actually hosting a networking event and my youngest got sick. So instead of having my husband be my date and come with me, he stayed home with little brother and my oldest son, who is almost 11, came with me. And before we went, he said, "Mom, what are you doing tonight? Like, can I come with you?" And I was like, "No, I don't want you to come with me because you're going to be in the way. It's going to be a distraction." And he asked me, he said, but is it for your business? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, I want to see, I want to come and help. And while I was at the networking event, I realized that I was making my son proud and he wanted to be involved in my business. And that was a huge, like, I'm gonna cry just thinking about it. It made me so happy that my son was proud of what I was doing. So I think
Yeah.
that's the biggest pro for me.
Oh, I love that story so much. That's so sweet. And I think that you're just, I think that you're showing him too, like what it means to work hard. I know that like people are getting away from like, oh, you don't have to work hard to make money. But I think that we've gotten so far in the other direction that it's like everything we feel like we see on social media is easy overnight success. And those people aren't sharing that at some point, right? Because you said at the beginning, you said it yourself, I don't want it to be like this forever. You don't want it to forever be you working every night after everybody's sleeping. But there has to be a period of time like that for most people to get to where you want to go. And I think that you're showing him that too, that hard work pays off, and that, if you want something, you work for it and you put your love and soul and heart into it. And so I know that he's seeing that too when you do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So, but on the flip side, what is the biggest con of being a mom and a business owner?
I think on the opposite spectrum of this, the first thing that came to mind is how busy I am between my family, my 9 to 5, and my business. I feel like I have very, very little time for myself or for my friends. Like, I don't hang out with my friends a whole lot. But also, there have been times, and luckily it hasn't happened in a really long time, but there was a time in my life when my son would be like, oh, mom's on her phone again, or like, oh, mom's working again. And he recognized that I was never around. And that was really hard for me. And that's when I had to make the shift of, I can do both, but I have to prioritize my family and let them know that my phone is not more important than they are. So there's a lot of times, especially with like dinner and stuff like that, where I will have to put my phone away so that I can focus on them and they can see that they are my priority.
Yeah, that's powerful. And I think that I remember one time, so that was me last year. So I've been pretty open that my goal for 2024 is like really finding some, I hate using self-care because it's a lot more than self-care. Like I'm just trying to find myself again after 4 kids in 5.5 years, right? And just all the business things. But I don't know, I don't remember. It was my second kid, so he must have been about 4. And you know how they fill out those sheets at school? Like my mom is so many years old, and my mom, I love my mom because she does this. And it was like my mom's job is like, and it was something about like my mom works at a computer. And I was like, that is like all they see and all they think is that like I'm on my computer and I work on my computer. And I thought that I was being a good mom by bringing my computer down to the kitchen table. And while they were sitting playing Play-Doh, I was working on my computer. But same as your kids, I realized all they saw, even though I was like, multitasking and still talking to them, that they didn't see it that way. They just saw me working on my computer and them playing Play-Doh. And so now I try really hard to not bring my computer out of my office as much as I can.
Yeah, that's so funny that you say that because the exact same thing happened to me. I think my son was like second or third grade and he filled out one of those forms and it was like, my mom's favorite thing is, and he put her phone. And I was like, oh,
Like
okay.
knife to the heart and then
Yeah, I was
turn
like,
it. Yeah.
oh, and I remember getting it and hiding it from my husband. Like, I did not want my husband to see. And then my kid was like, Dad, did you see my thing I made about mom? Like, it was like a Mother's Day thing. And I was like, yes,
Yes,
I'm telling
yes.
you.
Yeah, I know. And it's like you, like same as you taking your son, to your event and letting him see. It's like, because you have 2 boys, and so I have 3 boys and then a girl, right? And so I also believe that it's my job to set them up to be good partners later on in life too, right? And to support their future wives if they want to work. And if they don't want to work, that's cool. But if they want to work, like I want to raise them in a household where their dad and I, we're 50-50. We're 50-50 with finances. We're 50-50 with, the household tasks. And we're not really, but like we're working towards that. And we're also like, I'm just trying to show them that like women can do the same things, right? And that our work allows us to do, My kids love to travel. So when they come up with, when are we going on our next vacation? I'm like, well, mommy and daddy work really hard for that vacation money. So I feel like I don't want to completely hide that I work, but like you, I want them to always know that they're the priority and not the computer. And I feel like sometimes that can be it's a juggling act, and it's really hard to know if you're getting it right or not.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Love it. Well, okay. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for being here. Where can our listeners get in touch with you if they want to connect with you more?
Absolutely. The best place is probably Instagram at Hey, it's Lindsay. My name is spelled LYNSEY. I know it's a weird, but Hey, it's Lindsay on Instagram. Send me a DM, say hi. You be the extrovert in this situation. Let you come to me, and then we'll hang out and have all the fun things.
I love it. And we'll make sure to include that in the episode description so that everybody can come and find you. And thank you again so much for sharing all of your knowledge and wisdom with us today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Y'all have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to the CEO Moms Building Wealth podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and found inspiration in the stories of our incredible CEO moms. If you found value in this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend who could benefit from our empowering conversations, and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform to help us reach more listeners. This ensures we can continue to deliver content that resonates with you, and together we can create a community of CEO moms who uplift and inspire one another. And remember, building wealth is about more than just financial success. It's about creating a life that fulfills and empowers you. So keep thriving, chasing your dreams, and nurturing your relationships. You're an extraordinary CEO mom. See you next time.